News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a lot of people will have seen a headline in the papers yesterday about a Spanish doctor who revealed that he flies to Ireland every 2 months. He works in a GP practice down in County Clare and it earns him $2,500 a week. He says the working conditions are much better here than they are back home in Barcelona. Well, joining me on the line to discuss this is Dr. Padraig McGarry, who's the chairperson of the GP committee within the IMO. Dr. McGarry, you're very welcome to the programme. I have to say, I was kind of slightly surprised by this. The narrative that we hear is that working conditions here are not optimum for GPs and that our GPs are leaving the country. Does this fly in the face of that?
No, not at all. I think actually what this reflects are two or three different issues. Number one, in Spain, the Spanish public health system is an entirely public system and has universal coverage. GPs are employees of the state and as such, they don't incur the costs that GPs incur in Ireland. And the Spanish system is free at the point of entry. Now, what has happened in Spain that the Spanish government austerity cuts have led to a significant decrease in the terms and conditions of GPs, and as such, they have this has led to a shift outside of Spain where there is underemployment of GPs. In Ireland, the situation is that GPs have an obligation to provide cover, and in most cases they have no option but to provide a locum in Ireland if they have sick leave or if they go on annual leave. Traditionally, there was a role where trainee GPs or newly trained GPs started off doing locum jobs, assistant jobs, with you maybe going into principal jobs later on. That was the traditional way, but they're all gone now. That has gone because they're all going off to different jurisdictions. So that leaves an opening for GPs from abroad to come in, and because of the shortage of GPs to do locum jobs, there's a premium on them, so they are in a position to charge hugely, not a very expensive costs, and that leaves actually GPs in Ireland at a huge disadvantage because they actually have to bear the cost of that locum cover by and large. There's a small contribution from the government, but it doesn't actually cover it at all. So that I'm not surprised in that regard. You're comparing two jurisdictions.
But Dr. McGarry, I would follow a number of different people on Twitter, including GPs, who'd be kind of actively campaigning in this, and I'm not saying this is the official line of the IMO GP committee, but they would talk about Ireland, and they actually use the phrase third world conditions for how they work. Like, I mean, it couldn't be that bad to work as a GP in Ireland if people are flying all the way from Spain to do a couple of weeks locum work.
Yeah, but I think what you're not comparing like with like. It is a very lucrative and a very nice way to earn a living as a locum in Ireland. What a lot of the complaints you will hear from GPs is as principals, because the principals have to bear the cost, the complete cost of running a practice, whether that is the infrastructure cost of either renting or providing the surgery, the cost of maintaining what is a small to medium type business with all the allied costs, IT, insurance, staff costs, redundancy costs, pensions. So, you know, when you put all that into the mix, you now find a situation, and say it's a perverse situation, where it's now more financially favourable for the doctors to work as assistants or locums than taking up job as principals.
So are they doing that? Are Irish GPs, when they qualify, just working as locums, if it's so lucrative?
A lot of them are working as locums, and a lot of them are just going abroad. And I think that's reflected in the fact that a lot of GP practices, when people retire, there's no one there to take up their jobs. They've been advertised over and over again. Nobody's prepared to take up the principal jobs. And I think that just reflects where the burden has come.
€2,500 euro a week works out about €130,000 a year if you're working off 52 weeks a year, and as a locum, obviously you're not getting paid when you're not there.
And that's for a 9-to-5 job. And outside of that, they are in a position to earn more if they want to do so.
But our principal GPs and GPs working in practices around this country, are their incomes less, significantly less than 130,000 a year?
In a lot of cases, they are. Absolutely, they're less. And it'll depend on the mix. It depends on whether perhaps there is mainly a GMS type list, or whether there's a private list outside the main urban areas. The availability of private practice is probably considerably less than perhaps in the urban areas. So yeah, there are a lot of GPs who are literally scraping the barrel. They're just covering their costs.
The majority, you say a significant number?
I don't have an actual figure, but I do know, and I think that reflects in the fact that, you know, there is no appetite for people to take up these jobs. If they were such a lucrative job, if they were such a lucrative position, there used to be people lining up to take their jobs. They're just not anymore. So I think the acid test is, what does the market say? And the market says, not at this point in time, what they want.
Dr. Padraig McGarry, Chairperson of the GP Committee in the IMO. Dr. McGarry, thanks very much for speaking to us.